Lori Olson with you on KILR FM 95.9 and continuing our Veterans Week interviews. We are very, very happy to have Mr. Dave Snyder with us in studio and also John Rink. And so thank you, gentlemen, for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Now, we'll start with John. If you would tell us, how many years were you in the service and where did you travel to in your time?
I was in not quite two years, and I started out in Fort Lewis, Washington for basic training. Then I went to Fort Ord, California for training. I was trained to be a mechanic. Then I went to Vietnam in, must have been 71, early 71, and went there for the full year. And then I got back and only had about 4 months at Fort Carson, Colorado to finish me out. And I got a 4 month early out because there wasn't much going on then.
I see. Now, Dave, what about you? How many years were you in the service?
I went in for two.
2 years? Where did you travel?
Well, I started out in San Diego in Marine Corps boot camp. And then I got out of there and they sent me to Hawaii I was over there for 6 months on guard duty. And then every month they had volunteers to go to Nam. And my sergeant said one day, he said, Snyder, he says, you ever volunteer for Nam? And I told him, I said, Snyder, don't volunteer for nothing. And the next month, I was the first one on the list, go to Vietnam. So I wound up over in Okinawa, and then I got put in 1-9, and then we was in Okinawa, and then we went to the Philippines. Then we went down to Singapore, Hong Kong, Taiwan, across the equator, come back. We were standby for Vietnam. So we were out in the waters 10 miles out, you know, and we set out there. That's how I got to be a vet, so.
Now, when did you two first hear about the honor flight? You two were on the honor flight that flew out of Fort Dodge in September of this past fall.
I was in church one day, and we come out of church, and Tex Adams says to me, he says, you ever been on that honor flight? And I didn't even know what it was. And he says, you got to go down and get signed up for it. So I thought, you know, the first thinking, I don't know if I even want to do something like that, you know. But anyway, we got to talking, you know, me and John got to talking, and I got a brother-in-law in a wheelchair, and I thought, we're all veterans, let's go. So we went and signed up, and it took us, what, a year and a half?
Yeah.
Before we got on the...
What's your brother-in-law's name?
Joe Shetta.
So the three of you got to attend.
Yep.
Amazing.
They put you in teams of three.
Okay.
So the guy said, I'll make sure you guys all get on the same team, and hey, we had a ball.
You did.
You did have a good time.
So once you arrived in Washington, D.C., when you came off the plane, what was the reception there when you got there?
Go ahead, John. There were a lot of people there, wasn't
there? A lot of people. Shocked. More than anything. That many people showed up to greet us. So it was well worth my time to go after seeing that. So
after you arrived and then they put you on some sort of transportation to take you to, what sites did you see?
About everything in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Like I seen all the monuments.
And Memorial.
I mean, you know, anybody that gets a chance to go, how can you turn it down? Right. You know, and I've talked to quite a few guys that, well, really don't know if want to go or not. But anybody that's went and come back, they go on and on and on about it.
And they just love that. It.
Yeah.
So are there other veterans that you got to know that maybe you did on this trip that you didn't know before? Had you met new people? Had you?
Well, a few.
There was a lot of different states that had their honor flights the same day. I think there was like 13. Well, there's some different states even. 13 different honor flights come in that morning.
When did you first arrive in Washington, D.C.?
We left down there, Fort Dodge, 5:30 in the morning?
5:30.
They said we had a tailwind, so it should take about 2.5 hours, but we'll get there a little sooner. So we got there about 15 minutes sooner than we. And then they get you on a... take you off the plane and get you on a bus and take you around the front of the terminal, and you come in there and there's people everywhere, you know, to
welcome you.
I bet there was 600-800 people there.
Yeah, at least. You know,
I mean, we walked through people for a block and a half, and they were 5-6 deep on each side. Flags and
crazy.
Giving us hugs and shaking our hands. And I never seen nothing like it.
I bet that was a wonderful feeling.
It was a good feeling.
Did they just have you bing, 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 one place after another? Did they just keep you rolling throughout the day?
Yeah, they put us in buses. We were in three buses, and then they give us a police escort. So we go to one monument, see that, and we get back on the bus, and we just drive to the next one. We didn't stop at a stoplight. They had this thing set up so organized that, you know, the military's pretty organized, but I think these guys were one bump ahead of that, weren't they?
I think they were. They definitely knew what they're doing. Of course, they've been doing it for a few years, so.
Yeah.
And they do a good job, very good job.
So about what time did you arrive back at the airport to get on the plane to come home?
Oh, it was dark, I suppose, around 9 o'clock their time.
Yeah.
And then we got back in Fort Dodge about 10:30. So it was a long day.
Yeah.
And then we get back to Fort Dodge, there's another welcoming
committee
when you get back there.
Oh, my goodness.
So, it was all day like that.
It just made you feel good.
What an emotional day.
Mm-hmm.
To know that your time served was the least that they could do.
Well, we never ever expected anything.
Not like that. I didn't, anyway.
Have you guys ever told stories to your families? Have your families ever asked you questions about your time in the military? Have you got any good stories to tell them?
You know, my family's like, we never really talked about when we got back from service. You know, and I've had my brothers and sisters say, you know, you've never really said nothing about your military experience. Never did. We just kind of got out of the military, come back here, and went back to living.
Yep.
It wasn't a...
You were just doing your job.
Yep.
Just doing what we was told. Then when we was done, so...
Wonderful.
Ready to move on with our lives.
Yeah, we weren't no heroes or nothing.
No.
So...
We just did... what we're supposed to.
That's right.
Right. If you do encounter somebody that has not experienced an honor flight, what would you tell them?
Tell them they're definitely missing something that they probably never, ever see again. I mean, just experience that you can't even believe.
I've run into a couple of them already, guys that haven't been there, and I believe they're going.
Good.
You know, and they have one of these flights every spring and every fall. You know, and they say they're going to keep doing this as long as they can keep generating money. So I think anybody that can, anybody that's eligible,
should go.
You know, go down and see DEPTG and get signed up. It takes about a year and a half. That's what it took us to get to go.
Yeah.
It took me 2 years because I was supposed to go with some other guys and I forgot to turn my paper in. They got their trip, and then I finally found my paper. I forgot to hand it in, so then it took me another year before I got to go with
Dave.
Well,
it was a happy mistake because you got to be
with Dave.
That's with
right.
Dave and Joe.
Yep.
Very good. Well, gentlemen, John, Dave, thank you for coming in and talk to us and tell us about your experiences, and thank you for your time in the service.
Thank you.
Sure, welcome.